T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Partly sunny, 71 degrees in Central Park. We're going up to 86 today, a mix of sun and clouds, humid too. It'll feel like it's in the 90s. Sticky tonight and cloudy, a low of 74. Then tomorrow, more clouds than sun with a chance of showers or a thunderstorm. A New Jersey woman was assaulted after she asked another customer to put on a mask inside a Staples in Hackensack. Margot Kagan told CBS2 she was at the fax machine when she saw the woman with a mask around her chin on the other side of a plexiglass divider.
I said, you really should put on your mask. She proceeded to curse at me.
Surveillance video shows the woman grab Kagan's cane and violently throw her to the ground. Kagan suffered a broken tibia when she hit the floor.
It's really actually quite painful.
Kagan says she's especially concerned about COVID-19 because she's immunocompromised. She had a liver transplant 4 months ago. Police are looking for the suspect. We have surveillance video on our website, WCBS880.com. Governor Cuomo will make a decision next week whether schools across New York will open in the fall. Schools had to submit reopening plans by yesterday. New York City schools will have strict health protocols in place. Our Rich Lamb breaks it down.
3%. Mayor de Blasio declared school buildings will only open and stay open if the citywide rate of positive corona tests stays below 3%.
I want to hold that very tough, tough standard, as I want to keep us all focused on what we have to do to keep safety first.
Schools will open with a hybrid of distance and in-classroom learning with strict protocols. Examples: if a student or teacher feels sick, stay home. If one child or an adult in a classroom tests positive, that room is closed and everyone in it quarantines for 2 weeks. If there are two cases in different classrooms, the school building is closed for 24 hours during an investigation. Chancellor Carranza told students and parents, health and safety underpin everything.
That's why we won't settle for anything but the strictest and most rigorous processes for coming back to school. We have your back, and that will never change.
The chancellor underlined that to limit exposure, high school students will be placed in one group, and instead of the students moving through the building, the teachers will be changing rooms. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Governor Murphy is putting New Jerseyans on notice. Murphy is thinking about rolling back some reopenings as the number of coronavirus cases continues to rise. Murphy says the alarm bells are going off.
We are not past this. Everyone who walks around refusing to wear a mask, or who hosts an indoor house party, or who overstuffs a boat is directly contributing to these increases. This has to stop, and it has to stop now.
There were 699 new cases on Friday. Now, in check of our forecast, meteorologist Bill Dager, it looks really nice out this morning.
It really does, Tanya. We're waking up to a good amount of sunshine this morning. Temperatures a little warm in the 60s and 70s, and it's still a little bit humid out there for today. At least it won't be quite as hot over the next few days compared to much of July. As we head into August, highs in the 80s for the most part, even a couple of days in the 70s perhaps over the next week. Today, sunshine mixed with clouds, high 86. Tonight, warm and sticky, low 74. Showers and storms move in ahead of an area of low pressure tomorrow. More clouds and a high of 87. Monday looks dry, partly sunny, 86. Then all eyes turn to our south, looking at Hurricane Isaias, which will impact Florida and then the Carolinas tomorrow into Monday. It looks like it makes it into the tri-state on Tuesday, likely as a tropical storm. So we'll see wind and rain for much of Tuesday. How severe those impacts are depend on the track of the system, but it looks like the worst of the wind and rain will be on Long Island and at the beaches. We'll see a high of 78 Tuesday, and then behind the system, a lingering shower or storm Wednesday, high 84. Currently, temperatures range from 69 at Teterboro to 77 in Little Neck. It's mostly sunny and 73 in Midtown, and Tanya, we're going up to 86.
Thank you, Bill.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.